5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, welcome. It's March the 13th. It's show 1006. I'm Math, and over there in Palestine is the always awesome Lee.
Should turn my mic on, shouldn't I, first?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello,
hello,
hello. Show 1,000 and what?
Six.
Jesus.
I know.
Gosh.
Yeah. But also over there in Canada, we have the ever so troublesome T.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
And over there in Wales, we have the exceptionally bothersome Beth.
Thank you. Hi.
Have you changed the introduction hierarchy due to the amount of times people attend?
Well, and put Beth last because she was here for a lot. Yeah. That's exactly what I did.
Oh,
Lee, you're a fine one talking. There was a time.
I know there was a time. I've redeemed myself. I'm here every week, come hail or shine.
I mean, in fact, didn't even consider it at first. I just picked T so she doesn't get put last.
Oh.
Because, you know, out of all of us, I know that T would be the most bothered about being put last all the time.
So, nope.
Looking after her mental health.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
So what we've been doing this week? Been doing anything exciting, interesting?
All work and no play.
Okay.
I had quite a stressful week last week because I didn't sell any caravans.
Right.
And we went for...
Thanks, then.
Yeah, no. Before I started work, we'd arranged months ago to go to my mum's for Mother's Day. Mother's Day lunch, she was cooking. And because I was working, it was like a Mother's Day tea. So I didn't get there till about gone 6 o'clock. And it was like, it was a Sunday. My boss had done a deal. I hadn't done a deal. And I was like, just wanted to eat and go home to bed. I was that exhausted. So I was a bit, not a party pooper, but I just wasn't feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
I feel I had the energy zapped out of me. Monday morning, I had my Monday morning meeting with my boss, and he says, he was asking me what went well last week, what didn't go so well. Okay, how many caravans are you going to sell this week? And I said, well, to be honest with you, I said I'd sell two last week, and I sold none. So I'm going to sell one this week. And he said, well, why don't you try and sell two? I said, I'll try and sell two, but I'm going to, at least if I say one and I hit one, I'm woohoo, yay.
Yep.
If I say two and hit none, it's woohoo. So, yeah, anyway. So by 12 o'clock on Monday, I'd sold two caravans.
Oh,
well done.
Well done.
Yeah, that was quite bizarre.
Right.
So that was a really good start to the week.
So you've relaxed the rest of the week. The week away, really.
I've still worked on my days off and done my calls at night.
Right.
So I've still got to... I'm going to try and finish on at least a hat-trick this weekend, so that'd be quite nice if I can do that.
You know, you'll just have to keep that up, won't you?
I know. But...
Yeah, don't set the bar too high.
No.
Your door needs some oil there, Jeff.
So, yeah, other than
creak
that...
Creak open and creak close.
Okay. Other than that, I've done nothing, literally just worked. I've not been anywhere. Last 2 days, my days off, not been at the office. Oh, no, I have been at the office. I went to work to get some keys, to keys cut for an owner. And I sold one caravan, and the previous occupiers of the caravan had two massive, big, smelly dogs. And when the people came in to view it, I said, oh, don't worry, we'll have all this caravan, the interior deep cleaned, it'll be spotless. And then I realised that our cleaner is shit. And it won't be spotless at all, it'll be spotful.
Spotful?
Oh. Spotful.
Hire me.
Is that the name of the dogs?
It's a bit far for you to come to, otherwise I would. So what I had to do yesterday, I had to go in and take all the Cintiq covers off from the lounge and the dining room, and I brought them home to wash, and then I got to take them back. Yeah.
Wow. Above and beyond.
Oh, yeah, laundry facilities on site.
There is laundry facilities, but I'd rather not use them because it costs me money. I've got to put money in. Whereas I bring it home, I don't really... It's indirect money, but, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm doing it at cost, I suppose.
Right.
So it is kind of above and beyond, but that's the kind of... That's the level of service that needs to be offered when you're selling somebody a £40,000 caravan, at the bare minimum.
I agree.
So, you know, 100%. I will not renege on my responsibilities. If I promise something, I'll do it, come hell or high water. It just means it eats into a lot of my private time, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
That's why I was so successful the first time I sold caravans. And I aim to be the same again.
Good.
Jolly good.
There we go. So, yeah, that's me.
Okay. Well, what's T been up to this week?
This has not been a good week. It's not a good week for me at this time of year. So I've just been hanging on by a thread.
Okay. And that's the please update.
Yep.
We'll say no more.
I don't want to cry.
I feel you too.
Okay. Beth, what about yourself?
I've been packing up all my glass rods ready to sell, and it's made me really sad.
Oh, why is that?
Why do you have to sell?
Because I haven't got anywhere to do them. And they've been sat for the past 2 years doing nothing, so...
So you're not beading anymore?
No.
Not me beading at the moment. In the future, it would still be an option, but not with
it depends.
The supplies you have.
And just yourself?
Yeah, no.
Kiln as well, or the blowtorch, or whatever she uses?
Yeah, the torch would be going. I'll probably keep my kiln.
Oh, hon, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's made me really, really sad.
Yeah.
But they've got to go. Because they've got no space.
Okay.
How about you, Matt?
Are you all right?
Well, I bought 100 records on eBay this week. Or last week.
Last week.
After the show. There was some second-hand place selling bundles of 50 LPs for $9.99.
No.
Yep. I managed to get them down to £8.
Ooh.
So I got 100 albums for £16 plus postage. So let's call it £20.
Wow.
This is your new obsession, isn't it?
I don't think I'm going to do any more.
Really?
Yeah. But 100 albums is only this much. It's a lot less than you anticipate.
How much does it equate to on a hard drive, though?
Yeah,
I suppose. But there's only 14 of the 100 that I won't be listening to, I don't think. I mean, there might be more, but you know when you go through them, you're definitely not listening to that.
Oh, see, I want that list. I want you to show us and explain why.
Yeah, I'd like to see what records or albums are actually on that
list. Don't make the list.
To see what you wouldn't actually be listening to because...
Oh, he can't hear you.
I know, but he listens to everything, doesn't he? You know,
he listens to everything and anything.
All sorts of shite.
It's surprising. Sure
there'll be a polka album in there somewhere, or
but why wouldn't you listen to polka?
Or Mrs. Mills' piano recital.
What'd you say?
I said I would have kept the polka one. Oh. That's fine.
Yeah.
So this one was a duplicate. So I have kept it. I kept all the James Last ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's okay. Some of them albums. Remember the James Last logo?
Yep. So I won't be interested in the story of Daniel and the story of Esther.
You gotta add a beat.
I won't be listening to Aled Jones.
No.
I think we had that when I was little.
Get them back.
Who is Aled Jones?
Do you know the snowman? Walking in the air.
Oh, yeah.
He's done that.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you listen to that, Matt? Okay.
That's an album with the Welsh, BBC Welsh chorus, so it's not the Snowman.
Yes, what Beth's getting for
Christmas. Yeah, but still, it would be interesting. Anyways, Amazing Grace. Bagpipes, Amazing Grace.
Guard band.
Bagpipes can go fuck
themselves. They spelled dragon wrong.